friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Give of your best to the Master. Do you know why we picked this song? It's because we want to do our very best for Jesus. We want to give Him our best. The story that we're going to be going over is about being generous and giving to Jesus, giving to the poor, taking the blessings that Jesus has given us and giving it to others. I don't know about you, but I want to give of my best to Jesus. Hello, boys and girls. We get to start a whole new lesson this week, and I am so glad that you are going to be joining me as we study from God's Word. Before we get started, though, we always want to ask God to be with us, so let's bow our heads and let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your love and your care. Thank you that we get to spend this time with you. Please help us to understand and give us your wisdom so that we can apply this to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? This lesson this week really impacted me, and it changed the way that I think, even as an adult. And so I hope that you're able to gain a blessing from it as well. We don't normally think the way that God thinks. God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. In fact, the Bible says that His thoughts are as high as the heavens are above the earth. God's thoughts are so high and so much higher than what our thoughts are. In fact, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9 says this. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah is in the middle of the Bible. It's after Psalms and it's after Proverbs. Job, Psalms, Proverbs. Then you have Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, and then Jeremiah, Lamentations. So we're going to be in Isaiah. If you want, you can get your Bible and open up to Isaiah. Isaiah might be a little more tricky to find, so go ahead and pause this recording if you need to and find Isaiah chapter 55. Then you can press play again. We're going to look up Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Isaiah is in the Old Testament, Isaiah 55. Then we're going to look up 8 and 9. What does that say? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God is speaking here. He's saying His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Just like when you look up in the sky, have you ever seen an airplane way up high? Or when you look out at the stars at night, you might see a light that moves really slowly but steadily across the sky. That's a satellite. Well, God's ways and His thoughts are higher than us. Just like as high as that satellite and as high as those airplanes are above the earth, that's how much higher and larger God is than us. What kind of thoughts does God think about us? Because it's important to know, right? Let's look up Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. We are in the Old Testament today, aren't we? Isaiah, Jeremiah, it's the very next book. So just turn a few pages over, find Jeremiah chapter 29. Once you find the chapter 29, look down below it for those little numbers that say verse 11. I have this verse highlighted in my Bible because it's so important. We need to know what God thinks about us, how He feels about us. So what does this verse say?
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
God, or the Lord, has thoughts of peace towards us, not evil. God doesn't want evil things to happen to us. Who wants the evil things to happen? Satan. Yes, Satan plans evil things, but God wants to bring us peace. Jesus told a story that helps us to understand more about the way God thinks compared to the way we think. It shows the way He loves us compared to the way that we love others, which isn't always the same, is it? No. It also shows the kind of thinking that we need to have in order to be in His kingdom. But the Pharisees were not doing God's kind of thinking. Who were the Pharisees in Jesus' day? The Pharisees were people kind of like pastors. They were the leaders, the spiritual leaders of the Jewish people, and they were not doing God's kind of thinking. They thought that by obeying all the rules, they would be good enough to be in God's kingdom. It was kind of like a checklist. If I do this, 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 and this, bam, I'm in God's kingdom. One reason they didn't accept Jesus as the Messiah was that they thought that He didn't obey all their many made-up rules. It was true. Jesus obeyed only God's Ten Commandments, which means to love God more than anything else, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But they were not doing that, even though they obeyed many other rules. They kept adding all these rules that weren't important and that were hurting them and hurting others and their influence on others. We have talked about the rich young ruler. Do you remember that story? We covered it a few weeks ago. He thought that he was obeying all the Ten Commandments, but was he? No, he wasn't. He loved money more than he loved God, and he didn't love others as much as he loved himself. He was not willing to sacrifice to help others. What kind of thinking were Jesus' 12 disciples doing? Were they only fighting and bickering about who was going to be best and who was going to be most important and who was going to sit on Jesus' right hand or his left hand? Had they learned to love God with all of their hearts and to love others like themselves? No. What were they still arguing with each other about when they thought Jesus wasn't listening? Let's look up Mark chapter 9, verse 33 and 34. Mark chapter 9, verse 33 and 34. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark. Once you find Mark, we're going to look at chapter 9, verse 33 and 34. If you need some more time, pause the recording, go ahead and find it, and then press play again.
Mark 9, verse 33 and 34 says, "Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, 'What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road?' But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest."
So what were the disciples arguing about or disputing? Disputing is a big word, but it basically means arguing or fighting about. What were they disputing about? Who would be the greatest, weren't they? Were they caring about each other and trying to put others first, or were they wanting to be the best? They were wanting to be the best. It's really sad, isn't it? Jesus wants us to look out for others and to help others and to do nice things for others and to help them just like we would help ourselves. I think of a time that we went to Taco Bell. We have a restaurant called Taco Bell here in America, and it has burritos and tostadas, although they don't do tostadas anymore, and it has all kinds of Mexican food, but it's fast food, so that means that they make it really, really fast. Well, we were at Taco Bell, and as we were sitting there in line, we ordered our food, and we were talking, and we're like, hey, wouldn't it be fun to do something for the person behind us? Well, when we got up to the window to pay for our food, we paid for it, and then we turned to the lady and we're like, hey, the person behind us, how much did it cost for them, for their order? She said, well, $7 and some cents. And we said, we want to pay for it. And she said, really? Yes, we want to pay for it. She said, oh, okay. So she swiped our card and we paid for their meal. We were so excited. It brought us so much more happiness than just eating out. We were so excited because we got to do something nice for them. We got our food and we pulled forward and we checked it to make sure that our order was correct. And we watched the car behind pull up to the window. And we saw them talking back and forth a little bit. And then all of a sudden they honked and they waved at us. They were thankful. We brought a smile to their face, and we did something unexpected to help them and to bring a little bit of happiness to their day. Did you know that that's what God wants us to do? That's how He wants us to live our life, not necessarily paying for everybody's meals, but looking for ways that we can help others and brighten their day. It might be a smile or a card or maybe a small gift, but I want you to talk to your parents and to figure out something that you can do to help somebody, maybe your neighbor or a friend, but look for a way to help somebody else this week. What do you say? Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much that you have given us blessings that we can bless others. Help us to think of a way this week that we can bring a smile to someone's face and do something unexpected. Thank you for your example. Help us to be more and more like you. Amen. We have a new memory verse song, and I am looking forward to learning it. How about you?
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, it is the gift of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, it is the gift of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.